We're talking about, do moms want the day off or on with their kids for Mother's Day this Sunday? And I just text my ex-wife, Amber. She says we can call her in about 5 to 8 minutes. I don't know what she's doing or who she's doing, but that's neither here nor there. It's none of my business.
Chill. Okay.
We're divorced.
You gotta chill.
Yes. I don't know what to say to those kinds of things.
Bruh, she has the freedom to do whatever she
wants. Whatever she wants. That's why she needs 8, 9 minutes, or that guy needs 8, 9 minutes. I don't know.
She's probably at La La Land getting herself a nice coffee, Joey.
Sitting on his lap. Wow. Bring that up.
Way to go, Sienna.
So lonely. No, but I've been hitting her up. Like, do you want the day on or off for the kids for Mother's Day? I think she deserves whatever she wants. Does she want to just be with her babies? Or does she want the day off and I'll take the kids for the whole day? Either or. Whatever she wants, she deserves that. So we've been asking you, moms. We talked to a guy that called in that his lady wanted the kids for Mother's Day. So we're encouraging ladies to call in. What do you deserve, queens? What do you want?
Clock it.
Clock it. There you go. 833-730-6377. Let's talk to Raven and Mesa. Raven, do you want off or on with your kids on Mother's Day?
I think I'd rather have the day on with my kids, only because they're really little. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-month-old.
Okay. So you still got some breast milk to pop into that baby's mouth. I get that.
Still survival mode.
Yeah. Still got to get thirsty.
I mean, survival mode, yes, I understand. But I was thinking, I'm not a mom, so I can't really speak. But I was like, okay, if they are that young, maybe I do want it off just to have a little rest. Because you are going with a 6-month-old.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that. Literally, we just had this talk like yesterday with my kid's dad. But I was like, I work so much. I'm like at the office 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. And I'd rather be with my kids. I mean, I'm with them every weekend anyway. So it's not a huge difference, but we'll do something special.
Yeah, you know, I'm co-parenting pretty well with my ex-wife. And she hasn't given me the heads up. I've 2 days straight. I'm just going to call her. We haven't called her in a while. You know, we both have to make plans. I got to make plans as well. I'm just asking, do you want the kids for Mother's Day when you want your day to yourself? She's like, I don't know yet. So, and I could see both ways. I could see women that like, no, it's me being a mom. I want to spend with my children. Or like, I'm a mom all the time. I want the day off.
I always feel like you know right away.
Right.
Like months in advance even. You're like, oh, if you gave me a day, I would take it.
Right.
Well, with your ex-wife, Amber, do you pay for things that she does on Mother's Day if she wants the day off? So say she's like, okay, I'm going to spend the day by myself. Are you paying for, like, if she wants a massage or a facial or anything, or no?
No. Last year, I took her to brunch, a Mother's Day brunch, the Mexicano.
Yeah, remember that?
And I take the kids to, like, Target, and they can buy mommy something. So if she wants the day to herself, then I would take the kids to Target and let them buy anything they want for mommy and, you know, buy her balloon and roses. Obviously, I pay for all that. Mm-hmm. But not like a whole massage or like, you know, hey, here's a night out for you to take another guy to. No, I ain't going to do that.
I knew it was dumb.
You're not going to fund that.
Not if, but when.
I'm not funding their stepdad.
It'd be a shame if she wanted a room at Global Ambassador.
Oh, what the hell. But that's amazing. I'm feeling like more mamas, Raven, are wanting the day off. So if you're with your person or not, like, you know, take care of the kids. Mommy just wants to either relax at the house, do nothing, or go out with her girlfriends that she hasn't seen in a while. But, you know, you have a 6-month-old.
Yeah, he's really little and really cute, and he's sick right now. So, like, part of me is just like, yes, I would love a day off. And then the other part of me is like, no, I like... My kids are too cute to just leave them for a day.
Yeah, they can only be cute once. You know what I mean? The older they get, the uglier they get.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're saying you want to be with your kids, because JD can't fathom the fact that people want to actually spend time with their own children.
You guys complain so much about them. You would think you would just want a little time off.
I don't complain about my kids.
She doesn't. I could tell she loves her kids.
I know. Man. It's kind of cute.
I love it when mom's like, no, I want my babies on, you know.
No,
Mother's Day. Then there's the other ones.
Well, you're the same way. You're like the opposite. You know, you want to be with your kids at all times.
Yeah,
you're like,
all the
time. I don't need no day off.
Yeah, I love being with my kids. So Father's Day is a must. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a thing called Father's Day in June, by the way. All the mamas get love on this weekend. But I love being with my kids, whether it's Father's Day or not. So, but yeah, it's either here or there. There's no wrong answer. There is. But ladies, call in. Mamas, call in. 833-730-6377. Do you want the day on or off with your kids for Mother's Day? Raven, thank you so much for your time. Happy Mother's Day.
thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, because your breasts get all engorged and stuff like that. You got
to,
you know.
Yeah, she has to, what is the term, pump and dump if she goes out with her girls?
Yeah, you gotta, especially you drink, you got to pump and dump. You don't want your baby getting drunk.
It's going to be champagne and tequila and them things.
That's what happened to JD. His mom did not pump and dump. She just...
You should call her and tell her that to her face.
Okay, man. Amber, my ex-wife, just texted me a couple minutes ago while we were talking to Raven. Thanks for the time, Raven. She says she's ready for the call, so I'm going to ask her, does she want the kids or not for Mother's Day?
Yeah. Okay. Tell that guy to keep it down, you know, in the background when we call her.
What guy?
If there's a guy there.
The make-believe guy that Amber's with?
Make believe. We're going to find out what does she want. And we were playing the game if you think that Amber wants to have the kids or not. And we all think she wants off from the kids. Don't we?
Yeah, I do think she wants
Sienna
off.
Started it too. We just followed suit. All right. Calling my ex-wife Amber, see if she wants the kids or not. This should be fun.